budget. Keep abreast of the facts. The day Bev and I went to see Gene Hitchcock's parents, Frank and Vivian Webster, they were enjoying the visit of their youngest granddaughter, Talia. As they watched her play, there wasn't even a hint of what they'd gone through the previous year. For the Websters, it had been a year of dramatic upheaval. Frank had suffered a stroke that paralyzed his left side and caused him to lose his job. They were forced to sell their cozy lakefront home and adjust to a much lower standard of living. The neat, clean apartment they now called home was sparsely furnished. It was very apparent they were going through hard times. Vivian explained their adjustment. "We've been amazed at what we can live without. We've been forced to watch every single penny and follow a strict budget." Their backs were against a financial wall, and the Websters had responded by economizing at every turn. They went without air conditioning. They no longer ate out at restaurants. They limited the use of the hot water heater to 30 minutes a day, just enough for showers and dishes. But their conservation was really paying off. They were actually putting more money into savings than they were living on during Frank's lucrative salary as an engineer. Because during those years of easy spending, they had lived without the restraints of a budget. Vivian explained, "The unemployment forced us to communicate in an area of our lives that had been off limits during the good old days. We've learned more about each other through this adversity than at any other time during our 37 years of marriage. And as strange as this may sound, we're grateful that this hardship happened. There's more peace in our family now than during the years of prosperity." You know, the Websters are proof that when we plan where our money is to go, we can make the money go further. And that's what a budget is, a plan for spending money. When the bank notified the depositor of his overdraft, he replied in disbelief, "I must have more money in my account. I still have 6 checks left in my checkbook." Well, like the surprise depositor, if you don't use a budget, chances are that you're flying by the seat of your financial pants. You know, budgeting's not always fun, but it's the only way to apply what you've learned about getting out of debt, saving, and giving. Regardless of the income, most of us have difficulty making ends meet. It always seems there's too much month at the end of the money without a disciplined approach to spending. Budgeting also helps provide an opportunity to pray about spending decisions. This is so important because, according to a survey, more than 50% of the most serious marital problems, well, they're financial. In fact, one judge said, "Quarreling about money is the major reason for our unprecedented divorce rate." You know, I seldom see a family with financial problems where there's not real tension within the marriage. A successful budget has to be a team effort, and it's a great communication tool for the husband and wife to use. A budget can also help a family get full value for its money without losing sight of the things that its members want most. There's a family in our neighborhood that's committed to sending their children to camp each summer. And several years ago, they were planning their budget in January when it became apparent that there just wouldn't be enough money for camp. The family then agreed that each member would contribute to summer camp by making a sacrifice. The father gave up his golf once a month, the mother did not participate in her exercise class, and the children received half their normal allowance. By using a budget, the family anticipated a problem and adjusted their spending to enable them to get what they wanted most, in this case, summer camp. A budget is useful only if it's actually used. It should be tailor-made for you managing your money, not someone else's. Some people are more comfortable using a handwritten system, while others prefer using budgeting software or by doing it online. Well, to set up your budget, follow these 3 steps. Step 1, where are you today? Determine how much money you're actually earning and spending, and that's something most people don't really know. For this reason, it's so important to keep a record of every penny for a month in order to get a completely accurate estimated budget. Now, if your wages are not the same each month like the income of a commissioned salesperson, make a conservative estimate of your annual income and divide by 12 to establish a working figure for your monthly income. Then determine which expenses don't occur each and every month. Examples are real estate taxes or vacations. Estimate how much you spend for each of these during the year. Divide that amount by 12 to determine your monthly cost. Now, armed with this information, you can complete the estimated monthly budget. A word of caution for you. Don't be discouraged. Almost every budget starts out with spending exceeding income. But there's hope. And that's at step two. Where you want to be. To solve the problem of spending more than you earn, you must either increase your income or decrease your spending. It's that simple. Either earn more or spend less. There are no other alternatives. Now, a part-time job, or better yet, a project that would involve the whole family, will increase your income. But the danger of increasing income is the tendency for expenses to also rise. So agree ahead of time to apply any extra income to balancing the budget. Then decide which expenses you can reduce. When I was growing up, my father was in the hotel business and he owned a small resort in Florida that catered to tourists, and business was very seasonal. During the winter it flourished, but in the summer it was almost nothing. He tells me just the thought of summer was enough to cause him to go into a panic, but after the lean months, he was always grateful. You see, summer taught him the habit of asking these questions about his expenses. Which are absolutely necessary? Which can I do without? Which expenses can I reduce? You know, you can ask these same questions of your personal budget as you work to reduce spending. Compass has developed some excellent percentage guidelines to help you evaluate your spending. Actual percentages, of course, may vary depending upon the cost of housing where you live and the size of your family and your income. But if you visit compass1.org, you'll be able to review the percentage guideline. Now, let me give you some suggestions to help you spend more wisely. First, in the area of shelter. Buy a fixer-upper home that you can improve with your own labor. Another option is to consider renting. It's usually much less expensive, and it does involve fewer responsibilities such as lawn care and maintenance. A good idea is to lower the cost of utilities by limiting the use of heating, air conditioning, lights, and appliances. And here are some more suggestions to help you reduce the cost of food. This first one really works. Prepare a menu for the week, then list the ingredients from the menu and shop according to the list. This will help you plan a nutritionally balanced diet, and it really helps you avoid impulse shopping. And of course, limit eating out. Food costs more when you eat out, about 3 times as much as you'll pay eating at home. And never, and I mean never, send a hungry husband to the grocery store. I mean, that's the worst thing that can happen around our house. Whenever I'm hungry and go shopping for some little thing, I always buy some other little things. Well, what can we do to reduce the cost of transportation? If you have 2 cars, try to get along with just one. It's also a good idea to purchase low-cost used cars and drive them till the wheels fall off. Well, what's step 3 on establishing a budget? It's simple. Do not stop. The most common temptation is to stop budgeting. Don't do it. You know, we've discovered that many people find it too difficult to begin a budget by themselves. So if you haven't yet enrolled in one of the Compass Small Group studies, I challenge you to do so. In the small group environment, you'll be encouraged and you'll have your little fuzzy feet held to the fire to make sure you apply what you're actually learning. Remember, a budget is simply a plan for spending your money. It's not going to work by itself. Every area of your budget should be regularly reviewed to keep a rein on your spending. I love what Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4 says. Any enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense, and profits wonderfully, listen to this, by keeping abreast of the facts. That's what a budget allows you to do, keep abreast of the facts. I've certainly discovered that through the years, there'll be frustrations, but a budget can save you thousands of dollars. It'll help you accumulate savings. It'll help you stay out of debt. More importantly, it will help husbands and wives communicate in an area that's a leading cause of marital conflict.